the book of Proverbs. We're probably going to go through Proverbs again. It'll probably take us right in, all the way right up to the rapture, if we start in the book of Proverbs again. It's an ambitious book to go through, but one that I think every church ought to go through a couple of times. Now, we've been talking about what a wise man would do. And certainly the book of Proverbs is a place to look. How you ought to live. How you ought to walk. How you ought to serve God. And the question that was posed is, what would be some good verses for a young man to know how to walk in wisdom? Well, I tell you, the best thing a child can do is listen to their parents, as their parents listen and fear God. You'll notice in chapter 4, a wise son, a wise daughter, will hearken to the instruction of their parents. Hear ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. I like what Solomon is saying. I've taken the responsibility to give you good teaching, good doctrine. Don't forsake the law of God. He was actively involved in instructing his son. He said, he taught me, for I was my father's son, David, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. Now, we covered a lot of this last week, but I cannot emphasize enough the importance of parents teaching their children to obey the truth. And it's a difficult task. It's not an easy thing to teach your children to obey cheerfully, to obey the first time, and make them realize that it is not a negotiation, that they got to do what the Lord says and what you say. And I made my kids memorize verse 14, enter not into the path of the wicked and go not in the way of evil men. Turn from it, avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it and pass away. Teach your children the principle of separation. Don't walk with the wicked. Don't lead them in paths of wickedness. Rather, lead them in paths of righteousness. Best place to take your kids is church. Now, I'm preaching to the choir tonight on a Wednesday night, but it's the very best place that you can bring your children is to the house of the living God. And I believe that your children will benefit greatly if you actually do it. If you bring them, you're there with them, you're listening to the Word of God, they're learning, you're learning. I think it's vital. Now, next thing, the way of wisdom. And again, this is something that's lacking because it's not being taught. A wise man will observe the work ethic and have ambition. He'll see the persistence of the ant and strive to be the best worker that he can possibly be. Look what it says in chapter 6 and verse 6. Now, chapter 5 and chapter 7 both deal with immoral women. I've already dealt with that, but I do want to get on to chapter 6 here because it's something really important. Young people, go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. Don't be a sluggard. Don't be lazy. Don't be slothful. Do the work at hand. Be diligent. Be earnest in your work. If you have a job, strive to be the very best at the job. Ladies, whatever you're doing, whatever you do, put your hand to it. Strive to be the very best that you can be. We need to teach kids how to work. I was blessed. I wasn't taught a lot of spiritual things, but I was taught how to work from an early age, how important it was to be disciplined, to do a job and to finish it. And I believe that it's lacking in our country today. Young people, they're not working like they ought to. They don't see the value of work. Asher, when your mom tells you to clean up your room, you need to say, "Yes, ma'am, I'm going to get right on it. I'm going to go in there right now. I'm going to clean it up, and I'm going to make you proud, Mom." Okay? And how about you, Gavin? How about you that's 6'2"? When your dear old dad tells you that it's time to get with it, I encourage you. Make him proud. Be obedient. Be a cheerful, obedient son. And it'll bless your parents. It'll encourage them. And parents, be the right kind of example. Don't you be a slugger. Don't you be lazy. Hit a lick. Teach your kids how to be faithful, to accomplish a task. And I believe it'll help them all through their life. He gives us, I don't know if you've ever sat down and actually studied an ant for an hour, or a bunch of ants. I never have done that, because I got too much work to do. But ants are always at it, man. They're always preparing, always working, always going. And I believe there's something that can be said for that. And then the wise man will listen to the instruction of wisdom, personified in the person of the Lord Jesus. We're not going to read the whole chapter, but Proverbs chapter 8, if you read that, it really is the personification of wisdom in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe that we need to listen and observe what the Word of God says about the Lord and desire His wisdom more than anything that the world has to offer. Valuing the wisdom of Jesus Christ, the wisdom of the Word of God, the wisdom that's revealed by the Holy Spirit, to walk in His ways, to value the truth more than anything else. Look what it says there in chapter 8, verse 6. Hear. Well, that's... Listen. Hear what God has to say. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things. I'm going to tell you, this world, they don't have many excellent things to say. They got a lot of wickedness, a lot of ungodliness, immorality, cursing, blaspheming, but Jesus Christ and the Word of God has excellent things to say. Listen carefully. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. And listen, learn to hear and do what's right as opposed to what's wrong. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. We ought to follow His example. Every one of us should strive to be more like the personification of wisdom, Jesus Christ, who said, "My mouth will only speak truth, and it'll never have an abomination in it." He's the only one that could honestly say, "I am the way, the truth." Absolutely true. Everything He said, everything He did. "They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge." You know, people, I think, try to complicate the Word of God. And here it says the words of Christ are very plain. He says plainly to the sinner that's burdened, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." That is not a hard saying. It's not difficult to understand. It's a plain truth. You come to Jesus and you will find refuge. You'll find forgiveness. You'll find salvation in Him. Hearken to Him. Listen to Him. His words are plain. And they're right. He says in verse 10, "Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it." Do you realize what he's saying here? You ought to value the Word of God, the life of Christ, His example, the words of Christ, more than anything that the world could possibly give you. If you were to heap together all of the precious jewels, all the rubies, all the gold, all the silver, all the possessions, and gather them all up, they will not compare to the riches that are in Jesus Christ. Amen. Know Him. Follow Him. He's the way of true wisdom. He says nothing can be compared to it. If we really believe this, there we will not let a day go by without visiting the Word of God and asking God to show me, Lord, the way of wisdom. Show me the truth. Give me grace to apply it. Give me grace to walk in it. Help me to abide in Christ. Help me, oh God. I want to be more like Him. Because He's the way. Says in verse 12, "I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy and the evil way. And the froward mouth do I hate." You see, you'll not only learn what God approves of, you'll see what He hates. And that's really the essence of what holiness is. Loving what the Lord loves and hating what He hates. "Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign and princes decree justice." You know, you believe that? God is in control of every earthly ruler. He has appointed them. I have a real strong opinion that God has put wicked rulers in place over wicked people to punish them. I believe He's punishing our country. We have rulers that hate God, that hate our country, that hate the truth. And that's a punishment from God upon a country that at one time at least had some measure of respect. But you get what you deserve as a nation. And that's why we're in the shape that we're in. Pray that God will change it. By me princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. Think about all these crooked judges right now. And all the things that they're doing. Even this year, in an election year. Tell you what, it's a bad political climate in the United States of America. Jesus said, the personification of wisdom says in verse 17, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. You know what kind of riches? All spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And a righteousness that can never be abolished or taken away. The righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. That He imputes to you and gives to you the very moment you believe. It's worth more than anything else in this world. That's why He says it's durable. His riches last forever. He says, my fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, my revenue than choice silver. You see, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, all of those things, temperance, all of that, that's more valuable than precious metals, or rubies, or gold. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those who love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. I'm going to tell you something. If you're following the Lord, He's only leading you in the way of righteousness. He'll never lead you in a path that is ungodly. Now, I could read the whole chapter, but I do want to read the last five verses. Look at verse 32. Keep the ways of the Lord Jesus. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise. Refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors, for whoso findeth me findeth life and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. How thankful you ought to be tonight if God has opened your eyes to the way of wisdom and grace in Jesus Christ. To have the privilege of serving Him, to have the honor of being part of His church, where you have the privilege of ministering and worshiping. Folks, realize what you got. It's eternal blessings that you and I have received. Let's live each day with joy in our hearts. That we know the way of wisdom. And I'll tell you, the way to really be joyful is to walk in the way of it. And to serve the Lord and keep His ways. Well, we'll stop there. I know I'm dragging my feet through this a little bit. But maybe one, two more Wednesday nights. But you know what? If nothing else, the verses that I've read to you tonight have great power in them. And I pray that God will put them in our hearts to walk in His ways.